When I wake up, the side of the bed is empty. I'm naked under the sheets. The morning sun is hitting the curtains, bathing the room in a soft light. He's already dressed when he climbs back into bed with me. "Good morning, doll," he whispers in my ear. Then he holds my arm down, and I feel a sharp pinch. I see his hands holding a hypodermic needle, slowly depressing the plunger. I feel his grasp tighten just below my elbow, making sure I don't move. I don't know what's happening. It isn't something we've ever discussed. When he pulls the needle from my arm, he presses a cotton ball over it and tapes it in place, just like they do at the doctor's when they take your blood. I try to look at him, but I can't turn my head. It's like it's frozen. I adjust a bit in the bed, moving slightly, but just a few seconds later, I can't even do that. I try to speak, but nothing comes out. I can't move. I'm breathing. My heart is beating. My eyes blink. But when I try to close them, I can't. I can feel his hands on my face, though, turning my head toward him. And when it's tilted to the side, I find I can't move it back. His fingers press against my eyelids, opening them wider, and I can't close them. I feel a wash of panic. I want to move, to squirm, to run away, but nothing happens. And then I hear him say, "You're going to be my doll today." And I feel myself shiver. My stomach squirms. My pussy starts to get wet. I can feel that. When he pulls the sheets away, I try to inhale, but I can't. My breathing is slow. When he pulls the sheets away, normally I'd inhale, but now I can't. My breathing is slow, regulated, like it's coming from a machine. I can hear him. It's a powerful paralytic. It blocks all voluntary motor activity. He says it clinically. I can feel a soft breeze in the room, on my body. I can feel things, but I can't control what's going on in my body. When he touches me, it's like it's not mine anymore, and it seems to make what I feel even stronger. When he touches me, I feel it, maybe even more than I've ever felt anything before, but I can't respond, I can't pull away, and I can't press into him. I feel his hand caress my cheek, and his fingers, and my eyes again, and this time he's pressing my eyelids shut. Everything goes black. I try to open them, open my eyes, and I can't, and I'm terrified. It's not like a blindfold or even having my eyes covered. There's nothing stopping me from opening my eyes, but I can't do it. I feel myself swallow, but I can't swallow myself. I feel myself breathing, but I can't make myself inhale or exhale. My body is working, but it's not mine anymore. It owns me, and I'm inside it, trapped. His hand runs over my skin, making sure I feel his touch on every part of me, my face, my throat, my shoulders, my collarbone, my breasts, my ribs, my stomach, my hips. I feel him reach under me, and I feel his hands on the small of my back, and then a finger slides along the top of my ass crack, then thighs, calves, feet. When his hand finally touches my pussy, I want to press into him, but I can't. I'm frozen. I expect him to tease me, but he doesn't. It feels more like he's inspecting me, opening me, playing with my pussy lips, splaying them open, looking inside me. I want to open my eyes and watch, but I can't. I want to reach out and touch him, but my arms are useless. I try to wiggle my fingers, my toes, anything to get some feeling of control back. My body is reacting more now. I can feel my nipples stiffen. My pussy starting to tingle, waiting to be touched, teased, tempted. I want him to use me, but he doesn't. His fingers move to my eyes again. He lifts my eyelids gently, then presses them firmly, and I can't help but accept his touch. My eyes are wide now, unnaturally so. My God, I think he's giving me doll eyes. It's a bizarre feeling to see now, but not be able to move my eyes. I focus on the ceiling above me. I can't even move my gaze. I look where my head is pointed, and only where my head is pointed. I can see things in my peripheral vision, blurs, movement. I can't focus on them, but I sense them. He lifts one of my arms and poses it, bent with my hand near my head. I can feel it, the soft, silky sheets on my skin. His hands touching me. Every nerve in my body is alive. I just can't move. He takes my other arm and places it off to the side. I imagine I must look like a doll. A doll that's been tossed to the floor without a thought or care. Stuck. Displayed. Helpless. Waiting. Arranged on the bed like a toy waiting to be played with. My left leg is bent slightly at the knees and run up a bit to the side. He takes my right leg and bends it further and raises my knee up above my hip, making me aware of how my inner thigh is now open to him. My pussy is exposed. I try to squirm. I'd do anything right now to move, to show him what this is doing to me. But my pussy speaks for me. It's wet, and I can feel droplets of my wetness on the bottom of my pussy lips. As the breeze hits my pussy, it carries my scent up to my face, where my gentle, calm breaths draw it into my nose. My mouth is closed. I can smell myself, my wetness, my desire. I want to inhale my scent deeply and take it inside me, but I can't. When he leans over and looks down at my face, he is smiling. "Good darling," he says to me with a grin of devilish delight. I feel his fingers now on the corners of my mouth, pressing them slightly upward. I realize he's arranging my face, pressing my lips into a smile, a silly, manufactured dolly smile, eyes wide, mouth posed, arms and legs arranged to look haphazard. I'm becoming his doll, his toy, his plaything. He holds up a length of red ribbon in front of my eyes. I can't help but see it. It disappears from view, and I feel it being wrapped around my neck. It grows tighter, but not tight enough to interfere with my breathing. I feel his hands twisting and turning on my throat, and I realize he's tying a bow. He's decorating his dolly now. I'm trying to slip into my mind, trying to picture what I look like, mapping the sensations in my arms and legs in my imagination. It's more difficult to do than I would have thought. I can't close my eyes. I can't stop looking at the ceiling. It's distracting me from making my own mental image, but I try, and I get flashes of how I must look. Like a broken doll. Arms and legs carelessly left in strange and awkward poses. An unchanging, strange smile on my face. Eyes wide, impossibly wide. I still blink, but it's only a flash, and then they return to position. If I could close my eyes, I could dream. I could retreat. I could slip off to my own private sanctuary where I could make everything mine again. Why can't I let myself go there? Why can't Dolly think? I feel something pressed to my pussy lips. It's cool, round. It's slippery. It feels like an egg. He slides it part of the way inside me, and it feels like a violation. Even though I don't want it to stop, I recoil at the feeling of being unable to make it stop. My vocal cords are frozen. I can't say no. I can't even grunt or whimper. I'm silent, like a doll. No, not like a doll. I am a doll now. He takes his time, sliding the small egg in and out, not letting it go fully inside me. I feel my hunger for it growing. Oh God, I think, just do it. His teasing goes on, and as it does, I feel more and more helpless, more and more like the doll I have become, more and more like I am his. When he presses it for the last time, My pussy swallows it, and it slides effortlessly inside me. It's small, but it fills me. I want to inhale at the sensation, but I can't. My breathing doesn't change. I'm now taking doll breaths. In and out. Slowly. Measured. Unchanging. My body and my mind want more. More air. More control. More of everything. My mind is screaming for my lungs to inhale just one deep breath, just one long inhale. If I could just breathe on my own, I could dispel this doll inside me, the one that's taken me over. Send her out back into the world on a pillow of wind. My breath is my life, but all I have are my doll breaths. In and out. In and out. When the buzzing in my pussy starts, my mind spins. Every normal reaction, everything I want to do is impossible. I want to stiffen. I want to squirm. I want to gasp, twist, and turn. I want to make my feelings known. I want to be seen. But I'm trapped. A doll. With a silly smile and wide eyes. Doll body. Doll breaths. Doll mind. The vibrations start to become a part of me now. I've never felt anything like it. Another one of my doll parts inside me, teasing me, tormenting me. I can feel everything, and I can do nothing. And in the corner of my eyes, just in range of my doll vision, I see him sitting, watching. Gradually, the vibrations go stronger, and my reactions follow. I feel an orgasm growing deep inside me, and I realize that my body, when I had one, worked like a release valve. As my orgasm would build, all of those little movements in my body and sounds I would make were regulating the pleasure. Allowing my mind to process, not to overwhelm me. A whimper. A moan. Raising and lowering my hips. Squirming. Twisting. They let my body take some of the feeling. The emotion. The sensation. But now, my body is feeling everything. Every response is magnified, amplified. I'm feeling it in my mind. I'm feeling it in a way I've never felt before. It has a purity to it. I start to orgasm. And as I do, I feel it in every part of my body, my mind, my soul, inside, overwhelmed with pleasure, desire, arousal, need, electricity everywhere. It wasn't stopping, and I desperately wanted it to end, and I hoped it would go on forever. My eyes fixed on the ceiling, my doll breaths, my arms and legs strewn on the bed, eyes wide, lips arranged into a silly, dolly smile, frozen in place. I feel my stomach and muscles in my pelvis aching, and I realize they'd been convulsing as I come over and over again. The vibrations from the egg in my pussy slows down. It continues to tingle, and as it does, I feel my dull breaths. And in the corner of my eye, I see him stand up and walk to me. His fingers press on my eyelids, closing them. "Good dolly," he says, kissing my forehead. The world is black now. The vibrations in my pussy continue to stimulate me. Not enough to orgasm, but enough to want to. Finally, with my eyes closed, I can slide back into the world of my mind. But I find I can't. Maybe I don't really want to. Maybe it's wrong to want to be that girl again. I feel my doll breaths. I feel my smile. I feel the vibration in my pussy. I let my mind go blank, completely blank, and I wait like a doll in a toy box, motionless, but no longer trapped, frozen, but no longer helpless, lost, but waiting to be found again, waiting for him to come back and play with his dolly again.